Hello, pet. Today, we're going to do something a little different. Maybe we've played before. Maybe you know how much you like following my instructions, how good it feels to let me direct your pleasure. Or maybe you're new to me, a little curious, a little apprehensive. That's okay, too. I know all of you boys know how to play with your cocks, and you know how deeply pleasurable it is when I tell you how to touch yourself, how to stroke, how to tease yourself, and in the end, how much you love to come for me, how good it feels to spurt and empty yourself when I tell you to. But lately, I've been feeling like I'd like to see something else. It's not that I'm bored. I could never get bored of my boys jerking themselves off to my words. It's just that I want more of you. I want to claim parts of you that you haven't given me yet, that maybe you haven't given anyone. Have you ever played with your ass, pet? If you're blushing, don't try to hide it. I love that. Well, have you? A boy's ass is the deepest, most sensitive source of pleasure in his whole body. It's a secret that many of you don't know about yet. But I know that when a boy discovers just how good it feels to tease his ass, to slowly but firmly and relentlessly fuck himself for me, well, most of the time he'll go from an otherwise rational, coherent human being to a moaning, begging, whimpering slut in nearly no time at all. How does that sound, pet? Do you want to follow my instructions? Do you want me to show you just how good your body can feel? Do you want to feel deep, deep pleasure that penetrates to the core of your being? Do you want to give me just a little more of yourself? If the answer is yes, tell me. I want you to say it. Say, yes, miss, please tell me how to fuck myself for you. Say, yes, miss, please show me how good my ass can feel. Say, yes, miss, please take my ass. Please use my ass. Because by the end of this audio, you're going to know that your ass is mine. You're going to beg me to let you fuck yourself. And you're going to beg me to be used, taken, utterly, deeply fucked. How does that sound? Oh, good. This is going to be a lot of fun for me and for you. So, first things first, you're going to need some lube at a minimum. A toy or two wouldn't hurt, but I won't insist on it. If you think your fingers are up to the task, you're welcome to go for it. Now, close off all of them. I want to see all of you. Just stand there for a minute. Let me take you in. Beautiful. I love the way you're a little proud and a little shy at the same time. You want me to see you, and you're a little afraid of it too. Nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing you could show me that I wouldn't like, as long as it's really you. Look at me. Meet my eyes. Let yourself fall into them. If I were there, I'd cup your chin with one hand, not letting you look away until it's almost too intense, and maybe not even then. Right now, you are mine. If you're not already on a bed, get there, pet. On your hands and knees. I want to see you open, vulnerable, your ass in the air, your cock dangling between your legs. It's just such a lovely sight. It makes me want to run my nails down the backs of your thighs, nip at your butt with my teeth. I want to make you tremble and shake at my touch. Down on your elbows now, pet. Really get that ass up in the air. Let me see it. If I were beside you, I'd trail one finger in a long, lazy line all the way down the length of your spine, making you arch your back and lift your ass up to meet it. I love seeing a man like this. There's just something about the anticipation that drives me wild. Do you want more, pet? Do you want to touch yourself for me? Do you want me to see how slutty you get when you play with your ass for me? Tell me. Say it now. Miss, I want to tease my ass for you. Oh, yes. That's quite nice to hear. Okay, pet. Get a bit of lube on one of your fingers, and I want you to reach back and start to tease just the outside of your asshole. Stay on your knees and elbows. I want your ass high in the air. I want to see what you're doing. Just little circles right around the outside. Maybe a little bit of pressure. Not much, just teasing. Every now and then, maybe start to push just the barest tip of your finger inside. Don't go any further than that. We're just getting you warmed up. Keep going. There's a special kind of neediness that emerges when a boy starts to discover how much pleasure he can get from playing with his ass. A hungriness that maybe he didn't know was there before. Like there's an empty place that just wants to be filled now, that aches for it. And that ache is a pleasure in and of itself. Don't stop. Keep teasing yourself for me. Sooner or later, that ache is irresistible. Sooner or later, you just need something inside of you to rub and grind and stretch and massage all of your secret spots, to light all of your nerve endings up and make you feel like you've never known pleasure this deep before. Now, take that finger and gently and slowly start to push it inside your ass. Moan a little for me if you're not already. Does it feel good? Of course it does. I know a slutty ass when I see one. Pet, you have a slutty, needy, horny ass. Fuck yourself a little for me. Just with that finger. Slowly. There's no need to rush. This is a slow, maddening climb up the mountain of pleasure that's waiting inside of you. That's it. In and out. Slowly. I know you want more. I know. But you have to really want it. You have to be ready to beg for it. You have to make me believe that you need it. Beg a little for me, pet. Please, miss. I want more. Oh, that's so nice. I love a boy who can ask nicely for what he really wants. If you have a toy, get it nice and wet and slick. If not, an extra finger or two will do. I want you to go back to teasing your entrance just a bit. Really take your time. Maybe a little more pressure than last time. Give yourself a taste of what's coming. Fuck, I love this. I love watching you get so worked up, almost at the end of your tether. I know you want to just let go and fuck yourself silly, but we're going to be disciplined about this. We're going to really make it count. So, slowly, slowly, start to insert your toy or your fingers, slower than you think you need to. Yes, this is about safety, but also about you feeling every single inch, every flicker of sensation that lights up the nerves in your sensitive little hole. Oh yeah, that's what I like to see. Just an inch or two, and then back out. And now again, slowly, and again, and keep going. Is that intense? Is it a lot to feel the friction gliding across that sensitive ring of nerves? I know it's hard to go slow when you really want to get fucked. A little deeper now. Moan for me as you push your way deeper inside, as you feel yourself stretch and be penetrated. That's it. Now stop. Take your toy or your fingers all the way out. Was that a whimper? I know, it feels empty, like something's missing now, doesn't it? Your ass feels needy. It wants that fullness, that pressure. Just feel that for a moment, that wanting. Now, push it back in, all the way now. Take it all the way, as far as you can. See how good it feels to be filled? Fuck yourself for me now, deep and slow. Let me watch you take it. Push your ass back against your hand as you fuck yourself. God, that's fucking gorgeous. How does it feel? I bet it feels just lovely to let yourself get sluttier and sluttier the more deeply you get fucked. All right, let's change positions. I'm sure your knees are getting tired after all this time. Lie down on your back or on your side for me and keep going. Keep that deep, slow rhythm, and I want you to find your prostate. It's along the front wall of your ass, towards your cock, about 2 to 3 inches inside. You'll know you've found it. It'll be more sensitive than the rest of your ass, like a little concentrated knot of pleasure. I want you to rub up against that spot, gently, like you're massaging it. Nothing too aggressive, just massage it slowly. This little spot is a magic button for boys. It makes them shudder and shake and moan and come like they've never experienced before. It is such a deep pleasure for me to take control of a boy's pleasure this way, to tease him from the inside and to make him feel so good that he doesn't even care if I touch his cock ever again. Keep going. Keep rubbing, grinding, massaging that spot as it starts to flood your ass and your body with pleasure. Is your cock leaking? I bet it is. Don't stop. This is lovely. I'm just going to keep talking for a little bit while your prostate and ass start to drive you insensible with pleasure. I have a little fantasy. Do you mind if I share it with you? Of course you don't. You're so horny you can't do much more than moan and grind your hips into whatever's filling you up at the moment. It's just a little daydream I have sometimes, a game that I'd like to play with a willing pet. In my fantasy, you're doing the dishes, naked, of course. You're always naked when we're home together, I like you best that way, vulnerable and accessible. I come to stand right behind you, my hands running down your front and your sides, tracing the lines of your body, my breath on the back of your neck. No, you're not allowed to stop what you're doing. This isn't that kind of game. One of my hands grazes your neck, your nipples, the insides of your thighs, spreading them slightly. With the other, two of my fingers gently press their way inside your ass, making you gasp and lose your focus for a minute. That won't do at all. In my game, you have to keep doing the dishes, scrubbing and wiping carefully, while my fingers rub and massage your prostate, and my other hand teases your nipples or wraps around your throat. You stop washing. I stop drawing more and more pleasure out of that little button in your ass. I love this fantasy. I love the thought of your knees starting to buckle as you desperately try to stay on task, as you start to moan and beg me not to stop, as I fuck you deeply and rhythmically and stroke, stroke, stroke that sweet spot inside you until you're completely undone. Would you like that, pet? Would you like me to reach deep inside you and milk your ass and prostate relentlessly, over and over and over? I think you would. You've been doing so wonderfully. I think we can start to move you towards an orgasm. But you'll come my way, or not at all. No touching your cock. I want to see you come from your ass. I know you can do it, and I want to see it. I want to see you lose yourself in the intensity of an orgasm that comes from deep, deep inside your body. Now, find a position you like. It doesn't matter to me. Maybe you're still on your back. Maybe back on your knees. Maybe riding your toy, bouncing your ass up and down on it like the slutty pet that you are. Fuck yourself deeply at whatever pace you like. Look at me. Meet my eyes and don't look away. I want you to watch me watching you fuck yourself to orgasm. I want you to remember that your ass is mine. If I had you with me all the time, I would never let you forget that. I'd push you up on the kitchen table, spread your legs, and stroke your prostate until your cock was weeping pre-cum. I'd wake you up in the middle of the night, pull your ass up in the air, slide a strap on inside of you, and make you beg to be fucked harder, deeper, more thoroughly than you've ever fucked anyone yourself. You'd never know when I was going to bend you over a table or use my fingers or toys or anything else that crossed my mind to use in that slutty hole of yours. I want you to know that your ass belongs to me and I get to use it whenever I want. Are we clear? Tell me what you know. Tell me, my ass is yours, miss. My ass is yours to use, miss. My ass is yours to fuck, miss. Please, let me come, miss. Yes, that's just lovely. Milk your ass for me, pet. I want you to feel so good that you can't focus on anything other than that grinding, thrusting, massaging presence inside of you. I want you to give in to it, to let go, and become a beautiful, sweet, slutty whore who just aches to have his ass filled for me. I'm going to count you down now, and when I get to zero, I want you to come. No touching your cock. Your body knows how to come this way. We just have to remind it. 10. Fuck yourself now, deep and hard and fast. grind up against that sweet spot, the place that makes you moan and whimper and beg for me. 9. That's it. Show me. Show me what a slutty pet you've become today. How much you love being filled up and turned inside out. Tell me how much you love fucking yourself for me. Tell me how much you love showing me how you fuck yourself. 8. Don't look away. I want to see your eyes as you get closer and closer, more desperate for release. It's so hot to see a man on the edge of completely losing control of himself. 7. Push your hips back onto your toy or your hand. Get your whole body into it. Let your back arch and your hands wander wherever they want. Suck on the fingers of your free hand for me and moan as you stroke more and more pleasure out of your ass. 6. Give into it. Let your pleasure and lust crash over you like a wave. Let it take you wherever it wants. But whatever you do, don't stop. 5. Those are my hands fucking you right now. My fingers teasing and caressing more and more out of your most sensitive places. Playing you like an instrument. My eyes drowning you, not letting you look away. Show me how badly you want it, pet. Show me how badly you want to come for me. 4. Maybe I won't let you come at all. Maybe I'll change my mind and leave you squirming and empty, begging to be filled up again, needing something to fill this gnawing hunger that you understand now is just natural. Just what you really want, to be used, filled up, fucked senseless. 3. No, I wouldn't do that. You've been such a good pet today, stretching yourself outside your comfort zone. Get close for me, pet. Show me how you want to be fucked. Show me the part of you that craves this. And I'll show you the part of me that does the same. Get close. 2. Keep going. Grind, stroke, fuck. Give yourself what you want, what you need. Give me what I need. You surrendering yourself to me and to the pleasure I want to show you. Give it to me. 1. That's it. That's it. Give it to me now. Give me all of it, right to the edge. Give it to yourself, the pleasure you want, and take it deep, deep inside of yourself, all the way in. 0. Come for me, pet. Fuck yourself until you come, hard and long and shuddering spurts. Grind against that perfect spot inside yourself until everything lets go. Give it all to me. Let me see you empty yourself. I adore it. It's beautiful. Come now. Come for me. Come. 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 Oh, that was beautiful. Yeah. Oh, just relax and breathe. Take it easy. That was intense. Let your body unwind itself. Let your breathing settle. If you like, take your toy out or leave it in and let yourself continue to enjoy that feeling of fullness and weight inside. I am so glad you let me see this part of you. It's beautiful and just right. Take your time. Bask a little bit in the aftermath. I'll be right here, waiting for you next time you feel that ache, that need for something to fill you up and give you a reason to lose control. You know where to find me. Bye for now, pet.